It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
Soybeans range from R6.5, which is beginning maturity, to R7, where there's at least one brown pod on the main stem. Some fields are rapidly approaching R8, or full maturity. The rains have helped fill pods and increase seed size in fields that were not mature when the rains fell. Also note that once soybeans have reached R7, they are considered safe from a fall frost, so that's pretty good news right now. Dry beans range from R8, beginning maturity, to R9, full maturity. Field pea harvest is wrapped up in most areas, and stacked bean harvest has begun as crops have matured. Do walk harvested pea fields and check regrowth or sprouted harvest loss areas to look for signs of the pea leaf weevil, a new pest to Manitoba. Signs of the pea leaf weevil are notching on leaf edges. So far, we've found it as far southeast as Holland and Glenboro this year, so they are more common in western Manitoba than we previously thought. Scouting for adult weevils this fall before they overwinter can help inform your management decisions next spring in nearby pea and fava bean crops. So keep an eye out for that little pest.
And Laura, I wanted to talk a little bit about soybean and dry bean harvest.
Soybeans are ready for harvest once seed moisture is less than 14%, around 5 to 10 days after full maturity or R8 has been reached. At this mature stage, 95% of the pods are brown, all leaves have dropped, and seeds will rattle within those lower pods. Soybeans can be combined when seed moisture is below 20%, but seed must be stored at less than 14%. Avoid harvesting at less than 12% seed moisture to prevent cracking and splitting. If soybean seed moisture is low, harvest when humidity is high to reduce shatter loss and mechanical damage. Soybeans may be straight cut or swathed. Straight cutting is the preferred method. If swathed, combine shortly after to avoid quality loss. Soybeans are easily damaged by rain if left in the swath. A note on harvest losses, more than 80% of soybean harvest losses occur at the header. To reduce those losses, keep harvest speeds below 5 miles per hour. Measure losses regularly during harvest to optimize your combine settings. A properly adjusted draper header has been shown to reduce losses over an auger header, and use of an air system on either header type has been shown to further reduce losses. There are more tips in the full report on our website for soybean harvest loss research.
And Laura, what about dry bean harvest?
Dry beans are ready for harvest when all leaves have dropped, all the pods have changed color, and seed moisture is 16 to 18%. Dry beans can be harvested by undercutting and windrowing, flopping, or straight combining. Undercutting is typical for row crop beans and vine-type varieties that pod lower to the ground. Straight combining or swathing is more common for solid-seeded beans and bush-type varieties with higher pods. Straight combining also requires flat soil that hasn't been intro cultivated. In this week's Bean Report, find more tips on maintaining seed quality in dry beans and how to reduce soil intake, smearing, splits, and cracks.
And finally, Laura, what can you tell us about growing fall rye ahead of next year's dry beans?
Properly managed, fall rye as a cover crop ahead of edible beans can protect soil from erosion and minimize weed pressure while maintaining dry bean yield potential. Dry beans are planted late in the spring, resulting in a long window of bare soil from the time when snow melts to when the crop actually goes in the ground. With fall rye ahead of dry beans, under dry conditions, rye termination needs to be carefully timed in the spring to maintain bean yield potential. At NDSU in Carrington, they found the best time to terminate the rye ahead of beans was 2 weeks before planting the dry beans to maximize yield. And that was no different than the Czech dry beans where there was no rye ahead of them. Find more information on all of these topics and more at ManitobaPulse.ca under the production tab, where you can find all of the season's bean reports as well as any that continue throughout the fall and winter season.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at ManitobaPulse.ca.